In the gospel reading today, as we hear our Lord sending out his apostles, his disciples, really two by two, it was the larger body of 72 that he sent out, and he tells them two things that are important for us to recognize. First of all, that he's sending them as lambs among wolves. Not exactly a happy thought. Certainly things would not be in their favor on the natural level. Secondly, they're to carry nothing with them. In other words, they simply have to trust. They have to put everything in God's hands and trust him. The Lord made clear to them that some places were going to accept their word and some places were not. So it wasn't even a matter of going forth as they were with the word of God and just assuming that because it's the word of God, because it's the truth, because it's the very thing that's going to save people's souls, they should want to hear it. Well, they should want to hear it. But we know that there are lots of people who don't want to hear it. Perhaps we ourselves were in that boat at one time. We didn't want to hear it, and something happened that finally we converted. And that's exactly the point for all those people and for us as well. Because today the Lord sends us out like lambs among wolves. And there are a lot of wolves out there, and there aren't very many lambs, so we're outnumbered, and they have more power than we do on the natural level. We have the Lord. All you have to do is listen to the first reading to be able to see the power of God as it's described in these angels. Because they had a appearance of coal that is burning, but same time there were flames, there was lightning, there were all these things that were going on around these living beings. And you have a guardian angel. We also have any other angels that God will send to help us. The question that all of us have to ask, however, is, do I trust the Lord? Of course, we're all going to say, yes, of course I trust the Lord. Okay? Go out with nothing. I mean nothing. Don't take a lunch with you. Don't take any money with you. Just go out. See how much you trust the Lord. Yeah, we're going to find out that we get about a mile or two and the trust isn't going to be there. Because we trust in money, because we trust in material things, sadly, because we trust ourselves, and we don't trust God. That's the part that the disciples needed to learn. They all had to learn it. They were human, just like us. It's also, therefore, the lesson that all of us have to learn. It's a very, very painful, very difficult lesson. But that's what the Lord did. Sent them out into a situation where they were outnumbered, where they were way overpowered. And as we know, as we look at the crucifix, as we know when we read the lives of the saints, they were martyred. It looked like the wolves had won. And of course, we also know the rest of the story. They didn't. Because it was through their charity, through their trust, through the shedding of their blood, not only for the Lord, but for the souls of those people to whom they were preaching, that brought about the conversion of many. And so if we look at it and think, well, you're sending us out into the mess of this world, how are we supposed to do this? Just live it. If God is asking you to preach, preach. He's asking every one of us to be an example, to be able to show others by the way we live our lives. And don't underestimate the impact that will have. Are you going to get grief for it? Absolutely. Because you're not going to fit in with the world. People are going to make fun of you. They're going to give you all kinds of trouble. let them just keep living the faith. Just keep being that example. It's what the world needs right now. It needs the truth. It needs the light of Christ. You have both. And therefore, every one of us now is being sent out by our Lord, maybe not to preach with words, but to preach with actions, to live our lives in a way that is going to give witness to the faith, that is going to point beyond ourselves to our blessed Lord. But the only way we can do that is if our focus is on our Lord. We have to trust Him. We have to love Him. We have to love the souls that He's sending us out to. Those all sound pretty easy. But all of a sudden we try it and we find out it's not so simple as that. And so it takes a lot of prayer. And it takes a lot of dying to self. It takes a lot of being put into situations where we have to trust. And trust that God will take care of it. And we'll see that He does. Not necessarily in the way that we think that He ought to. But He'll handle it all if we will put it all in His hands. So He's sending us out now like sheep, lambs among wolves. He's asking us not to worry about what's going to happen to us. He's simply asking us now to give witness to what it is that we believe and bring the light of truth to a world that lives in darkness.